The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. I hope your weekend was relatively uneventful and you had a good time over the Independence Day weekend. I always call it Independence Day. I want to remind people about that. Independence Day, not 4th of July. 4th of July is just a date on the calendar. Every country in the world has a 4th of July. Only one country here has Independence Day. Independent from what, though? I don't know, but that's a conversation for another time. So, it's so darn hot. Yeah, I just kind of stayed inside most of the time. I would be in the garage until it hit about 100. Once it hit about 100, 102, even with the fan on, it was kind of miserable in there. So I went inside. But I did get the GPS speedometer installed into my 82 Vanagon diesel camper. So I got rid of the old one because it was so inaccurate. And, you know, it always said I was going faster than I really was, which is really embarrassing when you're in a 48-horsepower, 3,200-pound vehicle that that can barely get out of its own way in the first place. So at least I know when I'm doing 35, I'm really doing 35. But the real reason I got it, though, is so I can actually make a video for Eric Peters, which I can show what it takes to get from 0 to 60 in a 48-horsepower camper van, okay? And I tried it on Saturday, went out on the Rogue Valley Expressway, and it took, it was really tough. That final 2 miles per hour, 0 to 55 on the Volkswagen Vanagon, not bad. All right. You can get up there within a reasonable time. That 5 miles an hour between 55 and 60, man, that's painful. I'll bet you it's like 0 to 60 in 45 to 50 seconds, but I'll find out. I'll make this official. At some point. So no matter how slow your vehicle is, mine is slower. Okay? All right. Dale from Medford writes me this morning, the email bill at BillMyersShow.com. Question, Bill, if the homeless derelicts are allowed to camp anywhere they wish, why should we have to pay taxes and fees for staying or using any of the parks in our state, in any of them? Oregon Parks wants to change their fees. By the way, the latest $29 for a tent space, $52 for the full hookup, right? Dale says, let me change them for them. None. Dale from Medford. Dale, we're going to give you another email of the day. Emails of the day are sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry and Dr. Steve Nelson. It's right next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. And they accept most dental plans, by the way. And they offer one of their own if you don't have dental insurance. It's kind of similar to dental insurance, better benefits and fewer limitations. Okay, CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland. They buy and sell gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, various items of precious metals. It's done locally, and they're one of my favorite sponsors, one of my longest-term sponsors. My gosh, been maybe since 2002 or so. It's 20-something years that I've been working with them. And it's well worth stopping by their shop today because whether it's President Joe... Hope not, but even if it's President Trump, it's still going to be a rough go when it comes to the finances of this country. Physical gold and silver, a good just in case. Central banks are still buying it. Major nations are still buying it. Big money is buying it right now. No matter, you know, they're not sitting there looking at it going up a buck or two or whatever it is or down a two. They're just buying it anyway because the search is going to be to maintain your capital over the next few years and decades. Seriously. That's what they're talking about. That's what Jay Austin is all about. Jay Austin and Company, 1632 Ashland Street. Stop by there today. Talk to Mark and Andrea and the crew. If you have some gold that you want to liquidate, great time to do it. If you want at these valuations, great. They'll help you with that. But if you want to be like me and accumulate, hey, they'll help you with that too. Other location in Grants Pass, 6th and G, that's by appointment. Call 482-3715 and Mark will show up there for you, okay? JayAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, FortuneReserve.com. Diversify your portfolio and make sure you have some just in case with physical gold and silver from Jay Austin.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with 3 Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update. He had a full week of preparation time for this. The worst part, though, is the stare. When they'd have a split screen and Joe Biden was like staring, this very empty vessel stare of his, vacant stare, and at times incoherent. It was painful, but it's also scary that everybody's known about this. Our enemies know about it. Our top geopolitical foes know about it. Terrorists around the world know about it. And they see a president of the United States of America this pathetically compromised. He's compromised physically. He's got no stamina. And he's a complete cognitive mess.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing madness is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D now.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
717. Huh. This is interesting. Someone just emailed me here, and it's having to do with the generator situation because, remember, Pacific Power has been intentionally shutting down power for some people in the wildfire-prone areas here. And this listener says, Bill, I own a standalone generator that has an automatic transfer switch. According to the most recent fire restrictions from swofire.com.state, the use of generators is prohibited between 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. No exceptions are made for the type of generator that I own, the use of smaller portable generators. I tried to get clarification for this on the June 20, 2024 Grants Pass Town Hall meeting. Building codes referred me to the Oregon Department of Forestry. Their representative recommended that I ask this question to the Oregon State Fire Marshal. After being told I had already done this, they recommended I speak to ODF. I was finally told that if I build a steel building around the generator, it would be safe. Maybe that's why, kind of think of it, when we had KMED AM, we had an old Onan diesel generator. He had a little doghouse, a steel doghouse built around it. And I always wondered why that was there. That makes sense. Maybe that has to do with the wildfire thing. Or just making sure that you don't touch off a blaze in your particular area. If anybody knows the rules on that, let me know, okay? Number here is 770-5633, okay? 19 minutes after 7. State Representative Court Boyce, Curry County, on the show. How you doing, Court? Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Can I say at the outset, I haven't said this publicly and probably should have, but you are doing more for our region and just promoting common sense, logic, and liberty. Just keep up the good work. You've been at it for almost 20 years now?
Gosh, I want to say it's going to be 21. 21 years in 21 years on a talk show on September. Yeah.
Great gratitude.
Yeah, assuming I don't get fired between now and then, okay? You never know. You never know. But
boy, they'll be rioting in the streets. you got so many followers, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, well, you're very kind about that. Hey, I understand you're telling me that you're headed out to the GOP convention. Huh? Tell us the story there. And boy, that's got to be an expensive trip, huh? How are you doing?
I borrowed some from my wife so that I could go. No, it is expensive, but it's, something I've been talking about doing for 40 years now, mm-hmm. clear back to the Reagan era. And I finally have been able to schedule and, make it work and very anxious what I can learn, what I can bring back to the legislature. And it's all part of doing my part for saving Oregon and saving our country. So I think it'll be very impactful, and I'm just grateful to be able to go.
Do you have to be invited, or do you just show up? How does that work?
No, you have to be invited, and it's each state through their Republican Party. And so, honestly, we had a cancellation or somebody that couldn't go. And so Senator Brock Smith said, you've got to go. And so following him is easy to do. He was just listed as one of the top seven most respected leaders in Oregon. So, again, all I can learn. I'm anxious to... Let me know if you need me to give Donald Trump a message. I'll be happy from Bill Meyer.
Okay, yeah. I'll just give him a message. Don't screw up, okay? That's all. It's like, all right, the stars are aligning, Don. Don't mess it up, okay? You know, in all seriousness. You know, the thing is, though, did you ever think we would get into a situation where we would find a president who is so obviously infirm and so really not up to the challenge? Did you ever think we would see this kind of a panic on the from the other side at this point? Of course, you know, they hit it all these months or years, really. I guess they deserve it. But what do you think about that?
Well, forgive me, but that's how socialists work. They don't care about the truth. And have 46 presidents and have this one be the oldest of all time wanting to serve. He's digging in. And, of course, the first thing that comes to mind, Hunter Biden is going to be having a role in managing and governing our country. I mean, does that, to your point, does that just not make your head spin?
Yeah, I can imagine if you're a foreign leader and you're looking at what's going on here, you just have to be shaking your head. You're thinking, boy, if there was any time to mess with the United States, this is the time to do it. Well, you have someone like that at the helm. Seriously. Let me go. Go ahead. I think I interrupted you and stepped on you. Go ahead and complete that.
No, I mean, it's just people pretty cavalierly say we might be headed for World War III. But when you look at the alliances of the evil with North Korea, Iran, China, and, Russia, I mean, it is, to your point, what better time to, they've got Europe on their heels, not paying their fair share to stop the aggression and the tyranny. And so here the United States sits, and our military we're having trouble recruiting. And so the defending of freedom and liberty and being that beacon of light throughout the world is diminishing. And so
when you look at the military right now, that seems to be within the thralls of the administration's diversity, equity, and inclusion, rather than do we have the best fighters and killers, you know, in place. Really, you know, it kind of gives you pause, doesn't it?
Well, thank you, and I think Americans are waking up to that, Bill. And the denial of history, the denial of evil in the world. I just had a good friend say, you know, Donald Trump is immoral. Well, my goodness, nothing's been proven. And when you look at the other side with the Clintons and the Obamas, I mean, honest guy, when Barack Obama was elected, I prayed he'd be the greatest leader of our time. Well, he was raised by socialists, and I got to bring it back to that, because throughout our country, there's a Marxist movement, and it's just not overstating it. It's not saying the sky's falling. It's just understanding history and looking at where we are with the people that are in control of our lives, and they want greater control. When a 72-year-old grandmother who marched peacefully January 6th is still in jail. How can we allow that?
We see, this is what happens when you have, when people talk about weaponizing the justice system, Department of Justice, it's really not a matter of weaponization. It's politicized. It's really when you have the justice world politicized, that's when you have, tyranny like this that we've been witnessing. I wanted to, when you go to this convention here, I'm hoping that you will call in and check in and tell us what it's like, you know, the sights and the sounds and the smells. Maybe not the smells if they have homeless hanging out there. I don't know if they do or not, but maybe you can help us out. Can you do that? Can you be our man on the ground there, Court?
Yeah, I would be honored, and you would be my first call, no question.
Okay, I appreciate that. Hey, something else I wanted to ask you. you were on an email chain. You know Mark from Grants Pass, right? Mark, and he was writing you the other day about the challenges of the homelessness and what state policy is going to have to be changed here. Because even though we had the situation, you know, the lawsuit decided in the city of Grants Pass favor, we're still suffering under some bad state law, right, from a couple of years ago. Maybe it was 3 years ago, I think, that was it 3151, House Bill 3151, that more or less took the Ninth Circuit decision, the Boise decision, and put it in state law, really. And so how are we going to get things fixed? Do you sense a real sense of, hey, people are really going to want to lighten it up on the city so they can actually take care of the homeless problem wherever they see fit?
Glad you asked, Bill. That number is 3115.
3115. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, our South Coast delegation, Yunker and Wallen, McIntyre, Reschke, of course, our senators, with one exception, we're all united to repeal that. And we think we're going to get some momentum. You know, essentially, it was just a law, as you said, to make it tougher on the cities and municipalities to protect their parks, protect their public places. I'm going to have one bill that's going to be identified as exactly that, protecting public spaces. So I think we're going to get some momentum on that. I'm very optimistic.
Okay, I hope so. This might be something where Democrats might want to cooperate for a change. Something that Mark had mentioned in that email, he copied me on it, and that's why I wanted to ask you about it, because I know you must have read it over the weekend. But he was talking about some kind of liability relief so that when cities or counties end up putting up campgrounds, they're not liable for what a dirtbag might do. And is there a possibility that something like that might happen? Because this is one of the things that makes things so expensive that you try to put up, you know, even if you are going to put up a shelter, you're having to sit around and dance on eggshells about liability of things. Do you think that's something that might be reasonable to talk about amongst yourselves?
Hey, I think that ship is turning. It's a very good point, the liability of the cities. It's another way to bring urban and rural back together. It's a little bit like our electric co-op people that, you know, they have to make incredibly tough decisions on whether to shut the power off or leave it on. If they misguess or it doesn't work out, then they are personally liable. So those days are coming, and I think that's back to common sense. And yes, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll do everything we can to persuade the other side that we don't want to put them under that kind of exposure.
Speaking of the electricity being shut off, have you had much experience on that in Curry County with power lines being de-energized recently under Pacific Power's new rules for, you know, safety? Because I know that up in Joe County and parts of Jackson County, they've been having a lot of power outages, and people are kind of getting hot and bothered about that.
Well, that comes back again to the people that have to make the decisions, and sometimes they have to react a little bit too quickly. And so, no, specific to Curry County, Bill, not necessarily. But, you know, sometimes some of our co-ops, our small co-ops, they're just one lawsuit away from being out of business. Well, you know what the results are going to be for that.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was getting at with Pacific Power, is trying to explain that this is a Public Utilities Commission kind of enforced situation. For years, they were all about telling Pacific Power, we don't want you worried about the grid. We want you worried about getting gangrene power, right? You know, they want, you know, chaotic and intermittent solar and wind, you know, on the grid. And then I think that arguably maintenance ended up taking a back seat, wouldn't you say, when you look at it practically?
Absolutely, and it's failed experiments at the expense of the little guy. The person's just trying to pay their bills and keep their power on.
What could be done legislatively as far as fixing the problems at the PUC and getting them to focus on actually getting reliable power? What do you think?
Well, less government, less control, you know.
Well, except that government controls everything about the public utility, though. There's no way around that. It's a matter of how we get the PUC turned around, because they have to be thinking a little more commonsensically, wouldn't you think?
You're here. Couldn't agree more, Bill.
What role does the legislature have to play in this, if any, do you know?
You know, it's we lost that 3 or 4 years ago on the whole green movement, the whole climate change. Everything is under that unrealistic fear. And so their objective has been to leverage common sense and, you know, good business practices. And you mentioned a minute ago, the maintenance. No, that's not being done. It's just like Bonneville had to spend so much of their resources in salmon production. And, you know, that's a hit and miss operation. So, of course, we're for fish recoveries 100%. But to the extent that they were pushed, not good business, not in a workable, practical way.
Well, I imagine that people will be lighting up legislators' tail feathers over the coming weeks as the brownouts or the rolling blackouts continue to happen here. Okay, so you're prepped for it, I hope. Okay.
Hey, we got 60 days to fire season left. Joe and Jackson County are getting hit pretty hard right now, but thank God for Oregon Department of Forestry. They are battling and getting those fires out.
So, yeah. Well, we're going to talk about we're going to talk about that latest fire with Greg Roberts here in just a few minutes, because that one blew up about 1,500 acres last night. You heard about that one, no doubt, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a salt fire, and not even 24 hours. So it's still growing, but I have great confidence. I had one firefighter that I've known for years say, "Hey, I've been on that road before. It's inducive to good firefighting geographic processes."
All right, very good. Hey, Court, be well. Have a great time at the convention, and you know our number. You make sure and keep plugged in. You let us know when the big scandalous stuff happens. Okay, keep it.
I'll put you on speed dial, Bill Meyer. Thank you again for everything.
Thank you, Court. Court Boyce, State Representative, Curry County. It is 7:32 at KMED and KBXG.
Getting ready to refinance or sell your property? Once you get the process started, there'll be appraisals and inspections and, yes, well tests. So get ahead of the game and get your water tested now. You'll get the immediate peace of mind that comes with knowing what's in your water, plus you'll be able to close the deal faster. The team at Grants Pass Water Lab are ready to help. Look us up online at thewaterlab.com or gpwaterlab.com.
Rhonda talks about her experience with Clouser Drilling.
Kevin came right out. The thing that really stood out to me, we could see the years of experience in the quality of their work. And that just showed us what great communication that they have. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend Clouser Well Drilling. They were great to work with.
Clouser Drilling has the experience and the equipment to handle the most challenging conditions. Visit ClouserDrilling.com. That's ClouserDrilling.com.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
You've already heard some of the commercials about Plan Z. You're wondering if this thing is any good or if it's just another diet. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Does it work? Yes. Our dieters lose an average of 31 pounds in just 50 days. Go to our site and read success stories. These are real people, and some of them live near you. You're wondering how hard it is. Well, I'm not going to mess with you. No diet is easy, but this fits your life. With other diets, you're stuck eating boxed food. With Plan Z, you eat real food, and your family can eat the same stuff. You also get my patented formula that helps with the cravings, the headaches, and all that comes with cutting back on sugar. You squirt it under your tongue. How hard is that? And how does the food taste? I'll take that challenge any day. Meet me halfway. Taste test Plan Z. Go to PlanZDiet.com, find the free recipes, try those, then decide. I have over 1,000 more when you're ready. Most are easy and fast. I guarantee you will lose weight, you'll like the food, and you'll love the diet. PlanZDiet.com.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A fire that was first reported shortly after 4 p.m. Sunday has grown to over 1,500 acres and is burning northeast of Medford and near Lake Creek in Jackson County. The fire is burning on steep slopes and dry vegetation. Firefighters are using attacks from the air and heavy equipment on the ground to try and control the blaze, which is 0% contained. There have been some Level 1 evacuation notices in units units are working on structure protection around Wade Reservoir. The Oregon Department of Forestry has declared all of its districts in fire season. That includes 16 million acres of private, county, state, and federal land. Campfires may be banned or restricted to only approved campgrounds. Remember when camping used to be affordable in Oregon? Well, rates at some Oregon state parks are likely going up next year, with tent site rates increasing to $29 a day. Full hookup sites would be 52. Oregon State Parks is taking comments on the proposal through August 30th. Bill London, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Mr. Outdoors, Mr. Heat, Mr. Hurricane, Mr. Fire. Gosh, you know, we could throw just about any name we want on him. Greg Roberts at RogueWeather.com, and we wanted to get you the latest on what's going on with the salt fire. Greg, welcome back. I know that you are doing a video. Linda was telling me this morning when she came to bed, because, you know, I'm on the toddler schedule. I go to bed earlier than you do, okay? Yeah, and she said that you've done one that the real concern about the salt fire is, okay, it doesn't appear to be burning towards Eagle Point. That's good news, all right? That's great. That's really good to know. But that it does seem to want to burn up the hill toward Fish Lake, right? And so that could be an issue.
Yep.
Fair enough? What's the story?
Yeah. It is definitely, I mean, two things are driving where the fire is headed. Of course, for the most part, yesterday early on with the fire and when it was really ripping, it was the surface winds. Well, the surface winds were from the northwest pushing it to the southeast. You know, the way they have to do the zones for the evacuation notices, especially the level 1B ready, that caused areas like White City and Eagle Point to get triggered, even though they're upwind of the fire. And we just don't have or expect to see an easterly wind popping up that would drive the fire back towards those areas.
Okay, I'm going to ask a really stupid question. I hope you aren't insulted by this. When you say there's an easterly wind, that means from the east blowing west, right? Is that what
correct?
You... Okay.
And it would push the fire west. Well, that is not happening. And, you know, again, the big concern is going to be with the direction the fire is going to want to go, both due to the prevailing winds and then now the uphill topography, that's going to pull it towards Highway 140. That is a general direction towards Fish Lake. Now, I want to talk about Fish Lake because I did mention in one of the videos yesterday talking about, you know, people, they need to start getting a plan prepared. And I mentioned people who own the cabins up there around Fish Lake, because knowing some of those people, I know what's in those cabins. And a lot of those cabins up there have basically been set up as second homes. There's a lot of furniture. You've got a lot of the same things happening you would have in a primary home. And on top of that, a lot of those cabins have a lot of what I call family history and heirlooms in them, photos, other things. Those are the kind of things you never want to lose in a fire. And so it is a good time to get ready now when there's no panic situation. Just be prepared. That doesn't mean, oh my gosh, you got to pack up and leave. No, it means be prepared. And honestly, if you live in the rural areas, you need to be prepared and ready as soon as fire season is hit. I had a discussion with Nate Sickler week before last when Upper Applegate was really going off.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I'm putting up posts telling people if you live in rural areas, you need to be at level 1B ready as soon as fire season hits. And he said, that's outstanding advice. He says, we can't do that, though, because if we do that, it triggers a lot of unintended consequences. For example, let's say that if you officially state rural areas need to be at level 1B ready, the biggest thing he mentioned, it would snarl real estate transactions.
Ah, okay.
So they can't do that. They can't say it officially, be level 1B ready.
Yeah, but we're talking about just as a matter of preparedness, you live in the rural lands, you should always be prepared, always thinking. In other words, you're always, in the summertime, you're always going to be in, you're thinking yellow light, not green light, yellow light, right? That sort of thing, right?
Yep, and then, of course, the other thing that happened was people were immediately, well, what started this? Well, I hate to sound Hillary Clinton, but I'm going to sound Hillary Clinton. At this point, what difference does it make? It started. We've got the situation to deal with. ODF is sending down a great incident management team led by Joe Hessel. He's worked in this area a lot. Joe's got a great track record. I have no doubt these guys will get this thing corralled as fast as they possibly can because, again, this is ODF. It is not Forest Service. It's not even BLM. Even though the fire is burning on a lot of BLM land, it's also burning on a lot of private timberland and ranch land, and so ODF is going to be the lead agency, and for that we can all be eternally grateful.
All right, well that's actually pretty good news then, but the fact that they're putting this incident management team means that they know they're going to be working this for quite some time, right? A big deal.
Yeah. You know, as I was watching it yesterday, if it does not blow up again today, and that's a big if because we're going to have all the same components. We're going to have heat. We're going to have really low humidity. And then we're going to get those northwest winds out of the northwest continuing to push on it. And then it's going to have more tendency to want to run uphill. So it's a tall order. But if it doesn't, the way I look at it, based on them saying it's 1,500 acres, I got a suspicion it's probably more like 1,500 to 2,000 based on being out there and knowing where it was. Okay, if it doesn't blow up, you've got at least 72 hours of good, hard, extended attack, meaning you're going to be working the cats hard, building fire line. You're going to be engaging it with the, you know, the hand crews. You've got aerial attack going on. So you got 72 hours of pretty intense extended attack.
And you were also telling me that fortunately this area has a pretty extensive road network, right? So that's going to help. It's going to help a lot.
It absolutely does. And also fire in there is not uncommon. And in fact, it's burning through some old burn scars that, of course, now are loaded with grass and brush, which helped propel it, yes. But on the other hand, you still have fire lines in there that they can run cats in and get fire line reestablished much faster than you would if you're in an area that has not been burned before. The other piece of luck for them here is they have several major BLM roads. And when I say major, they've got some serious width to them and a real good starting point to get fire line in and established. It's going to be a much faster process than it would typically be. But, you know, at the end of the day, it got into some pretty heavy timber, and when it comes mop-up time, that's going to extend your mop-up time. So I'm thinking probably 72 hours of pretty serious extended attack, again, if it does not blow up today, and then 6 to 10 days of some pretty good mop-up work. And obviously somebody with Oregon Department of Forestry agrees because they're sending in an incident management team to run this.
Okay. Well, it's good to know, and hopefully it doesn't run away. And I know the reason that people are asking you, you know, where did it start? Of course, they're always thinking about was it boneheaded or natural, you know, the sort of things. Because as you even noted, wildfires have started with a piece of broken glass on the ground, right? You know, things like that have happened. Do they know where the point of origin is? Have they figured that out? Where is it?
Yeah, no, they do know point of origin. You know, that gets established pretty quickly because, well, okay, here's where you got all the flaming and black stuff, and it starts here, and then it moves off this way, and then everything back here is still unburned.
Do you know if it was at a road?
Yeah, you can.
Do you know if it was on a road? Do you know if it was on a road, though? It's what I was wondering. Do you know?
At this point, based on what I saw, yeah, it does definitely appear to be on a road. And Salt Creek Road, there are homes out there in that area. There's not a lot of them. It's not heavily populated, but there are homes. And on a couple of the pictures I saw that Fire District 3 posted, which looked like they had an engine set up that was drafting out of a temporary fold-a pond. Based on what I saw on the background, I saw two things. There is a residence right there in the general area, and I also saw the type of flagging that I would see and have put up myself to indicate point of origin zone.
So that would seem to be, well, it wouldn't surprise me then, catalytic converter, you know, something like that. Just stuff happens sometimes. Could
well,
be something that simple.
Based more on what I saw, I think we're going to be looking at more of a failure of, let's say, something electrical, honestly.
Oh, really?
More so than vehicle.
Oh, okay.
And I am hearing that there is a witness to the start of the fire, so I guarantee you the investigators are going to be spending some time talking to them. What did they see? Where did they see it? You know, that type of thing. And then, of course, you grit it out and you start walking over that ground, looking over everything. Arson is going to be way down on the list. You know, willful carelessness,
mm-hmm.
a little bit higher odds, but still way down on the list. Look, based on what I could see, my suspicion is they're going to start looking at a secondary ignition source, like something electrical, something like that.
Okay.
Because, you know, electrical, hey, it's great for running an AC, but electrical also now, of course, has a very well-established track record of starting fires when things go wrong.
Speaking of which, have you been talking to people complaining a lot? I'm getting all sorts of incoming about people being complaining about their power being shut off intentionally.
Yeah, well, okay, power is not getting shut off in any area that I'm aware of in the county except for where the fire is directly impacting. And I saw a Pacific Power truck yesterday coming out of the fire area. And what once was white was now a very nice, lovely shade of pink because that guy out there shutting down power lines, he got a load of retardant dumped on him.
Oh, great.
So, hey, it happens. When you're working in proximity to the fires, and especially yesterday when they switched and went very defensive point defense for dropping to protect the homes down there, which actually most of it is involved with the C2 and Cascade cattle ranches, but there are homes out there along 140 East Lake Creek. They were trying to defend them. They were trying to also defend the very cell phone tower I was using to upload my videos onto RogueWeather.com. And in some of the videos, you can see the cell phone tower in the background.
Yeah, well, just keep it away from Roxy Ann, okay? That's where KMED is.
Yeah, no, it is definitely, this fire is not getting to Roxy Ann. Now,
good.
Let's get back to the power outages people are reporting.
Yeah.
You know, it blows my mind that in our push-the-panic-button society we have now, how people immediately have their memories disconnected. But here is a fact. Heat waves like ours have always caused power outages, and these are smaller scale. A transformer blows out. A substation goes down. This always happens when we have power outages. And yet, somehow, some way, people have forgotten that. And then you've got politicians like the good mayor of Talent who will pile in on that and start helping press the panic buttons even further. You know, borders on the ludicrous for me.
Well, I mean, the mayor of Talent borders on ludicrous under normal circumstances anyway, okay? But my issue, though, is that I understand why, and I'm not happy about it, but I understand that when you have Pacific Power, of course, operating under the Public Utility Commission's orders, you know, they talk about what is prioritized. Pacific Power has been sued not out of existence, but boy, you know, it really got hurt. Billions of dollars in wildfire losses, okay? And what do you think they're going to do then when there are faults going on in lines? Do you think they're going to say, ah, it'll be fine, just let it go, and set another neighborhood on fire? I don't think they want to do that.
No,
there's no way they can operate that way. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't be sued out of existence.
You cannot get it through.
Yeah.
You cannot get it through people's heads, though. Certain people, certain parties, you can't get it through their heads that you can hit them with cost and it's not going to get passed on.
Yeah.
There is a reason we have seen and will see, based on the proposed rate increase on January 1st next year, over the last 3 years, we will have seen a 37% increase in the cost of Pacific Power. The majority of that is them passing along the cost they get now out of lawsuits, out of everything else. And now their attorneys are saying, you've got to mitigate the risk factor. And then the state of Oregon's telling them, you've got to mitigate the risk factor. And so guess what?
They're going to mitigate the risk factor. Okay. That's what they're going to. But, you know, and it's irritating because my friend Mr. X calls up earlier and he says, it's almost like they're like this is conditioning us to get used to intermittent and chaotic wind and solar. You know, you know, let's do it right now. We'll get you used to the fact that we're going to live like Australia does in certain places out in the rural lands where the power just goes out in the middle of the day a few hours. Oh, that's just what happens, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, the analogy I've used on so many things, it's going to be used again right here. It's sticking the frog into the pot of water while it's cold and then turning up the heat.
Just bit by bit.
The frog gets cooked.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Greg, we have a few people have some questions for you. If you don't mind, we'll just fire them up with you with Mr. Outdoors, Mr. Fire today. All right. Hi, good morning. You're on KMED with Greg. Who's this?
Oh, hi, great. Or hi, Bill. This is Melissa Malasco.
Hi, Melissa.
And I had met you at the MAGA.
Yeah, met you there at the event a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
sure. What's going on?
I am going to the convention. I didn't realize you were going to take questions for Greg, so I apologize.
Okay, well, why don't you hold on? I'll take you as soon as we're done, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
All right. We'll get back to you, Melissa. Let me go to line three then. Hi, good morning. You're with Greg. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill. It's Lauren, not Eagle Point.
Yeah, Lauren, fire away.
He mentioned about ODF jumping on this. I was really impressed yesterday by seeing them and ordering up all kinds of equipment out there and four type two dozers, four 20-person hand crews, four type two tenders, type six engines. Man, that was within minutes. I mean, like with a half an hour of the fire breaking out. So that really blew my mind living in Eagle Point, saying those guys are covering this baby. What do you think, Kevin?
Greg, actually.
Yeah, you can call me anything, you know, except, well, don't call me. Anyway, they also did this to attack that fire early on. They pulled air tankers off the Shelley fire and routed them straight out there on that fire. This is an example of, you know, people go, well, we just need to go back to logging, and we just need to get more guys out there. Okay, they had a huge resource load jump right on that fire as soon as it got going, and it still blew up. Okay, the point I want to make here, people, you can throw everything you've got at a fire from a human standpoint, from a resource standpoint, and there are still times when they're going to get away because it's a force of nature, and when it really gets rolling, there isn't a whole lot you can do that is going to stop it. And I witnessed them going into that mode yesterday firsthand. They went to defense priority, trying to make sure they were going to secure critical infrastructure, the cell phone towers, Highway 140, the residences along 140. They went into a real focused effort on that. And then you wait for when you can strike and get moments of opportunity, such as in the overnight when the fire activity lays down, when you can go more direct and offensive on it. And I know they did that last night. there is a steady stream of resources now pouring in from all over Oregon because they did activate that incident management team to come in. But a lot of those resources were coming anyway. When I was there yesterday, I saw at least six bulldozers and big ones, not type twos, big heavies going in to fight that fire.
Hey, really appreciate the call there, Lauren. And I have someone from Central Point who is getting I'm on the automatic answer. I want to get them on before we take off here. Greg, just in case, see if we can just bring it up. Come on. Sometimes I shouldn't have my automatic answer on, but I was. Yeah, here we go to line four. Hi, good morning. You're on with Greg. Who's this?
Hey, I was listening to the radio traffic last night, and one of the ODF higher-ups was saying that they were at the point of origin collecting evidence.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything nefarious. What it means is they're collecting the evidence of what may have contributed to the start of the fire. And a lot of times, you know, with electric fence components, you've got things you'll collect to look at to see did it malfunction. So hearing collect evidence, that's not a giveaway that that was arson. That means things that doesn't necessarily correspond to arson.
All right, very good. Hey, Cliff, appreciate the question about the traffic, okay? Hey, Greg, always appreciate the report here, too. And, of course, you'll keep up on this on rogueweather.com. And, naturally, if anything blows up you want to talk about, just let me know. We'll get you back on for a report, okay?
We'll definitely be keeping an eye on that today. And then, of course, now the Shelley fire down in Siskiyou County almost became an afterthought because of the seriousness of the salt fire. But the Shelley fire did make a run back to the northeast, and that was something they were really afraid of because that starts pushing it in the direction of the Scott Valley and a lot of really populated areas in there. I had some of my sources on the fire sending me pictures of it, and they said this thing has gotten really well established in Kidder Creek drainage. And Kidder Creek was one of those spots that somehow managed to be missed in all the fires they've had down there in the last 10 years. Well, it's not missed anymore, and the unfortunate part is that drainage poses a more serious risk, like I said, of the fire extending and getting itself worked towards a spot where it might be a real hazard to the Scott Valley down there in Siskiyou County. But again, they're putting out an all-out press now, doing what they can to try and get that fire cut off and stop it from getting to the Scott Valley. Part of that effort was the air tankers, the DC-10s, the C-130s, the stuff that got diverted to try and help stop salt fire.
All right. Do you think we'll be back into the mid-80s to upper 80s anytime soon?
Honestly, I did not take a look at that yet. What I see for sure, you know, coming this week is we are definitely going to be dropping out of these really hot temperatures, but then we're going to be going into what I call typical hot for the time of year and where we are, and that means definitely upper 90s to lower 100s, and we're probably going to see some heat advisory bulletins out of Medford National Weather Service once we get through the current, you know, excessive heat warning.
All right, very good. Greg Roberts at RogueWeather.com. Thanks so much, Greg. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Be well.
You got it, Bill.
All right. 7:59 and change. We'll talk with Melissa here in just a minute. She's going to the GOP convention, too. How cool.
At Lithia Body and Paint, we understand how traumatic auto collisions can be, so we're here to make your repair as easy and as stress-free as humanly possible. That includes friendly personal estimates and service, or virtual estimating with pickup and delivery. At Lithia Body and Paint, we can work with your insurance company, plus arrange towing of your vehicle, along with transportation for you to and from your home or work. Service, speed, accuracy. Since 1946, that's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
The Sherm's Markets Jackson County Fair. It's an ag venture. July 16th through the 21st. Enjoy great entertainment, food, 4-H FFA exhibits, carnival rides and games, and more. Wednesday, July 17th, KTVL 10 and Hunter Communications present 38 Special at the Bi-Mart Amphitheater. With Southern Rock smash hits like Rockin' Into the Night, Caught Up in You, Fantasy Girl, Back Where You Belong, and Hold On Loosely. Just hold on loosely. Don't let go. Since you lawn seats are free with fair admission, but you're going to want to get close for this one. Reserve your seats starting at just $45. It's the Sherm's Markets Jackson County Fair, July 16th through the 21st. It's an ag-venture. Get tickets now at theexpo.com. That's theexpo.com.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty available. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Melissa Molasco, you're headed, just like Court, over to the GOP convention. Who invited you, huh? That must be pretty darn cool.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a, I can tell you a little story, try to make it really quick. I just decided I wanted to go. I mean, for some of us, this is like going to the Super Bowl. I know you mentioned the cost, you know, but it, to me, it's like worth it. And so I decided I wanted to go.
Well, that's kind of a bucket, you know, for a political animal, it's kind of a bucket list deal, right? That kind of thing.
Oh, totally. So I decided I wanted to go. So I checked online, you know, to see if I could, how I could go. And there's really only two ways to go. You can be a big donor or a delegate. And big donors out. I mean, I'm actually regulated by the SEC where I'm not allowed to donate very much.
All right. So no writing $250,000 checks, right? That kind of thing.
No, I couldn't do that. And so then I called and asked how I could be a delegate. And the gal said up in Salem, go ahead and put your application in. And today's the deadline by 5 o'clock. So I went ahead and threw my application in.
So Melissa, you're like the last person standing. There we go. Right at the deadline. Yeah. Boom. And you're in. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. No, I wasn't actually in. I did drive to Salem on a Saturday, and I gave two different speeches, and they were impressed with me enough to where I got chosen. I think there were 49 people that spoke, and then 20 were selected, 10 delegates, and an alternative. So I ended up getting the alternative position, but then later on I got bumped up to Area 2. So there's three of us for Area 2. So I'm on the floor the whole time.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of a bit of a theater situation at this point in time? Because, I mean, he's the presumed nominee. I mean, there's just no way he's not, right? Trump, that is.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of speakers and, you know, it's going to be a convention and it's going to be awesome. So I'm just super excited about it. And the people that I'm going with are like the nicest people in the world.
Good.
You would not even believe it. It's like, because you would think people would maybe have some, you know, pompous attitudes, and they absolutely don't. Everybody is just so friendly and kind. And so I think it's going to be an amazing experience.
Well, Melissa, let's be honest here. When it comes to being a Republican in the state of Oregon, you can't be pompous because you're always battling, you know, the bloodthirsty single party rule of this state right now. How pompous can you be?
That's right.
Now, on the other hand, you know, you're someone on the Democratic Party thing. Yes. The royalty is coming in. All stand and all rise. You know, that kind of thing. But seriously, though,
I want to say real quick, that, you know, everybody complains about everything. And, you know, really, the difference is going to be made when people get involved. And there is a local meeting for our GOP tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Medford Library. And I would just encourage people, you know, if you're tired of just complaining and you want to start, you know, doing something about it, you know, we're stronger in numbers.
Okay. Well, you make sure. And what time, by the way, is that meeting tomorrow?
It's at 7 o'clock. It's at the Medford Library.
All right. Very good. So I'll tell you what. You know my number, and you keep me in the loop here. When you've got great juicy dirt, you call me, okay? All right?
I will, and I'll email you right now, and then maybe we could set up some times if you want me to call next week.
All right, that'd be great. Hey, thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Be well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Melissa Molasco. It is 8:05. We'll catch up on the rest of the news here in just a moment. And Dr. Powers, where past beats present. We'll have some fun. We'll talk about history as some fair and so much more. Do some political, take your calls. I think we even have a Diner 62 quiz from Friday that I wasn't able to do, but we'll do it between now and 9, okay? I said between 9, between now and 9. I'm pressing the red button. What's going on with the red button? There it is. Okay.
Hi, it's John.
The Bill Meyer Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Dr. Dennis Power is standing by. We'll talk some history, some politics, some legal wranglings, too, for that matter. Tom, you've been holding on, too. You wanted to talk about the fire. Go right ahead. It's on your mind.
Yeah, I'm seeing what's going on. I think the same thing's happening in Oregon. It happened down in Californication. And the PGD down there was ordered by the legislature and such to start putting their money towards all the green energy sources.
And by the way, this was the same kind of order that the state of Oregon PUC did with Pacific Power.
Yeah, and then the second thing, PG&E tried to cut the brush and trees and so forth along the power lines, and they were sued by gangrene and all over the place to the point where out of Santa Cruz, a place called Bonnie Doon, they tried to do rational fire breaks and such, and they were sued out. So they said, okay, we won't do it. And of course, it burned down. And, so there's a lot of lawsuits, and it's coming from the gangrene. So I would say to people, you don't like what's going on with your utility bill and the blackouts and brownouts and so forth. If you want to look to the cause, look in the mirror, because as long as you keep voting for gangrene, guess what you're going to get?
You're going to get gangrene policies and deindustrialization. You got it.
Exactly where it's coming from. So stop believing all the lies you're hearing on TV.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'm sure we'll have another column from Alan Journay in the Rogue Valley Times any moment now, talking about the fire being caused by climate change. All right, just remember that.
Thank you, Bill. You're giving us the preempt there. Thank you.
Okay. Predicting the future before it happens. You know, doing my little Karnak thing. Gosh, I should open up a shop for it. Fortune telling. All right. Thanks, Tom. 8:12. Okay. After all that heaviness now. We had a dad joke of the day. Dad joke of the day, and that's sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating, on Brian Way off Sage Road in Medford. Submit your best dad joke to twodogsfab.com. You know, they have a good sense of humor down there. By the way, they are Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star dealer, and with fire season in full bore right now, you can get custom-made aluminum top-mount forestry racks for vans, and it's specially made for carrying firefighting gear. You have, fifth wheel or some other hitch that you need repaired, they can take care of that too at twodogsfab.com. All right. Today's dad joke, pretty simple. What did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing. It just waved. See, that's just it. You got a better dad joke? Send it over to twodogsfab.com. Go on, submit it online. Really good stuff, okay? Dr. Powers is joining me here in just a moment, and we got a lot to talk about.
Two Dogs Fabricating is a truck and trailer equipment company. Service bodies, flatbeds, dump trailers, racks, and more. They transform your truck and trailer into the ultimate work rig. Two Dogs Fabricating can custom design and build a bed and trailer that's specifically designed to carry your equipment. Plus, we have North Star flatbeds, Pacific Truck Service bodies, job box and buyer's toolboxes, lift gates, Delco dump trailers, everything you need to do the job better and easier. To get outfitted, go see Two Dogs Fabricating on Brian Way off Sage Road. Visit twodogsfab.com.
Lithia Body and Paint knows that the dent in your car is bugging you. Here's some good news. You may have a ding or dent that's quick and affordable to fix. Lithia has special tools to carefully pop out dents and dings in your car, often without damaging the paint. From major collision repair to small dings from a baseball, shopping cart, or mailbox, bring it by Lithia Body and Paint and we'll let you know what it's going to take to fix it. You may be pleasantly surprised. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
If you're watching online job postings, you might think loads of companies are hiring, desirable companies to have on your resume. Well, think again. I'm Kim Commando for T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. As many as 40% of all online jobs posted by corporate America simply do not exist. Posting fake job listings has become the standard procedure for most large businesses. While most companies won't speak publicly about it, internally, they justify it as a way to give their current staff the impression that the company is healthy and growing. But employers also use it as a subtle way of reminding staff members who aren't quite pulling their weight that the company has a steady supply of new hires in the pipeline who will gladly step in and do the work. Remember quiet quitting or lazy day Mondays? Keeping a fresh supply of job postings has put the brakes on that. Enter to win a $1,000 airline gift card now at winfromkim.com. Hey friends, Kim here. You know, it seems the older you get, the savvier you become at saving money. I really hate to overspend on things, especially the necessities. But thanks to T-Mobile, I don't have to worry about overpaying for wireless service, so I've got more time and money to spend on other things. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a month per line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, ScamShield Premium is included, which means fewer scam calls and more tools to help you optimize and organize your mobile life. Experience all this and more with T-Mobile, America's largest 5G network. Don't miss out. Get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for $30 a month per line at T-Mobile. Visit T-Mobile.com or your local store to make the switch and save.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 25% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details. Capable device required for Scam Shield. Turning on Scam Block, my block calls you on. Disable.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
16 after 8, Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University, rejoins me for Where Past Meets Present. Kind of a brutal weekend, though, wasn't it, Doc? Welcome back. Good to have you on.
Well, it sure was. The heat was really oppressive, but we're so lucky because I think, as I recall, Death Valley at the same time where we hit, 108, 109, set an all-time record of 128 degrees. And so I said to Judy, I said, honey, can you bake at 128 degrees.
Well, I'm thinking of, one of those old Doritos ads back in the day, baked to a delicate crunch, that kind of thing. And just put it out on the sidewalk, that is for sure. Yeah, it was one of those things where the entire weekend, the whole 4 days, and I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, I had a very nice home, very comfortable home. And I didn't have any power-related problems. There were other people who did down in South County. Did you have any issues in Ashland with power bumping off?
That's a good question. We didn't hear, although we monitored the air conditioning as best we could. Is always an issue that we never really had, 20 years ago. But with everything that's happened here in Southern Oregon and nationally, it's an area that one needs to look into.
Yeah, well, I just know that after the last 4 or 5 days, when Pacific Power bills me for the next cycle, it's going to be, what do you have in your checking account? Send that.
That is so true. And where we're lucky, though, is that I have a sister-in-law that's up in Seattle, the Seattle area. And she was complaining about, her $400, a month electric bills. And, the thing is, it's just really throughout the country, especially really as climate control is pushed by this administration, and, they take away dams and they do all these types of things.
Yeah. And they take baseload power, reliable coal and say, oh, you can't do that because of, climate change, that malarkey, and then replace it with intermittent solar and chaotic wind, and then they wonder why we have problems. But we digress on that. Yeah, we're still in better shape than Washington and California, but that's only by a matter of degrees. Okay.
Good point. You're absolutely right, my friend.
All right. Well, here it is. Coming up, we got Jackson County Fair time coming, and there's a long and storied history. That is today's profile on Where Past Meets Present. And by the way, people were asking me, why don't we profile different things that involve someone who maybe have been famous and then died, right? And you normally say that there always has to be something that's connecting the past and the present together, right? It's not just a history kind of profile. Isn't that a good thing to keep in mind here? And that's why we do it this way.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, the fact is that, in terms of profiles about people who have lived and died, I have to say, unfortunately, there are hundreds of them. I mean, you name it, from Ron Brown, who was a very beloved newscaster.
Boy, he is one newscaster that I miss here in Southern Oregon because he was what I would consider the adult in the room, the institutional memory of Southern Oregon, really, when it came to the news, to the news world, truly.
He was, and we were both lucky, you know, to know him personally and know his family.
Yep.
And also to work with him in different ways. But in terms of examples of people who lived and died, there are hundreds of them, and we'll be bringing, we've been bringing them out. We'll bring in more.
In fact, Ron Brown was actually one of your sources for today's profile, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, working with him, he was a very nice guy who believed two things. One, to be as good and honest a reporter as he could, and two, to help people as he could with his lifetime. It was a stamp that stood out, and I'm not seeing it at the New York Times.
No, I would agree with you on that. So how far back does the Jackson County Fair go, you know, in our world today, even though we're going to cranking it up here real soon?
You got it. Well, actually, it goes back. It's the longest running county fair in Oregon, and it goes back to almost 170 years ago.
Really? Mid-1800s for that then, right?
Well, actually, the first one was held in Jacksonville in 1859, and this is only about a decade and a half after New York had the first one forever, and of course, New York City was, you know, certainly very populated compared to us, and yet we were there landing and setting the charge in terms of setting things here in this area that before others did.
Yeah. The other thing about the early fair is that I guess what the Jackson County Fair was called then was not a fair, but the agricultural show, right? That's what they called it at the time. Well, it's time for the ag show. Let's get everybody together.
Absolutely right. It was called the Agricultural Show, but then it had several name changes. What's really fun is when we can get into where the first fairgrounds were, and then it's had two locations since then, basically on South Oakdale, you know, where the Walmart now is.
Oh, so that was the first place, right? And is that the place where the racetrack used to go around that fairground, and then the airplane, the airmail planes would come down, and they would have to dodge the cars on the racetrack when they would land, right?
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, it's almost hilarious. You could see, you know, the pilot come in because that was a biplane, and you'd have a two-seater, the pilot, and then the passenger to the back sitting on mailbags. And as it, my friend would come in, you could just hear the pilot saying, okay, now we have a car on the left to avoid and landing. I think I see a horse in the field.
Well, you know, you think about it, no Oregon OSHA in those days, right? You know, when they're trying to land at the old fairgrounds, that's for sure. No FAA for that matter either. You just put the plane up in the air and it came down and off you went, right?
Yeah, well, people were able to go ahead and reach out and solve problems without the Fifth Estate getting involved saying, oh, no, you don't want to start trying to deliver the mail in airplanes.
Well, it's even when you talk
using horses.
Yeah, well, it's even how you talked about how other, you know, real icons, you know, here in Southern Oregon or, you know, iconic organizations like Mercy Flights got started. They weren't government actions. They were people just seeing a need and then putting their heads together with other Southern Oregonians and figuring it out. Yeah, it really worked.
And the community would really come together. There's so many areas that we've gone into and can go into. But for example, on that one, it was the fact that the founder had lost his very good friend to mm-hmm. polio, and it was in an iron lung. And then before I-5 came in, you had like a 7-hour flight, bumpy roads and things like that.
Oh, it was a brutal trip to Portland in those days to get someone to better medical care. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so when we look at what we have now, it's too bad we have the far left that wants to change everything back to the Pravda.
Yeah, exactly, and deindustrialize
it. This is a great place to live.
But anyway, back to the original agricultural show. That was where, like, the Walmart is now in South Medford. They moved it in 1922 to where because of the problems with the airfield, like they were just talking about, right?
Yeah, they moved it, Bill, to where the Medford Armory now is, but then they ran into a problem there as the development along I-5 in the 1970s crimped the fair's ability to expand. So then they went ahead and sold the property in the mid-70s and then moved to the current expo location that's some almost 250 acres. And in there, we have that equestrian arena, 37,000 square feet, $1,500 seating capacity, which is the second largest covered arena in the West, next to where? Reno.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing, Bill, is that when I look into what's going now, the 2020 fair was canceled due to the pandemic. Came back in 2021, and the attendance was near 70,000. So they'll usually have 70 to 85,000 people. But, you know, Bill, what really stands out is take a look also, for example, at the institutions here in Southern Oregon, very different than in other places, that came in to help the residents enjoy it. So, for example, the West family, which we had profiled, which is the Powerball ticket, the largest Powerball winner then that was in Oregon that really did it well. Well, the West Foundation, which was one of the ones that was set up, by the West family that split the ticket, went ahead, and there's free admission for kids who are 12 and under.
That's pretty cool. Gotta like
that.
All right.
And Ray's Food Place, you know, again, a local place that we've profiled, even though the principals have passed away, there's free admission for everyone on Sunday, which is the 21st. So it's all coming up next week on Tuesday. Big changes from what it was when we first had the first ones.
Now, back in those days when you would have those shows, a lot of times the county fairs were also where new inventions were displayed, right? Even that's something that was pretty common from what I recall. Reading.
Yeah, and you're right, because it was really eye-opening, because there, the life, you know, my wife's Judy's family were farmers in South Dakota. My grandparents had farming, and that was when we had a more of a rural area. So to be able to come in there and to see the latest inventions, you know, like what? Electric lights, electricity, radios.
Yeah. Well, you think about it now then, news traveled slowly and, you didn't have the world at your phone's fingertips, like you do right now. And sometimes it's difficult to remember or to even imagine a time on how slow and relaxed the pacing of life was in those days. And it was a big deal. To be able to see this, to go to the fair. And
well, I can remember years ago with my grandfather on my mom's side, who really, even though TV was just beginning to come into fashion, when I would visit him, we would listen on this old radio, and he just loved to sit in his chair with his wife and to listen to Hawaiian tunes, and I still remember that. And the pace was different then, and now we have this explosion, as you're pointing out, of Biden is planning to go ahead and stay in the race, and we have all this BS.
Yeah, all this drama. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go into that next year on Where Past Beats Present. We got plenty of time to go into that. I wanted to ask you a few questions about the Supreme Court and the Trump immunity case and where this was heading constitutionally. And maybe, what could actually be done to take Biden out? I don't think there's a lot that goes out unless he wants to go out. But we'll kick that all around, all right? Hang on, Doc.
Sounds like winter.
All right. And where past meets present here on the Bill Myers Show.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Spectrum delivers with fast and reliable internet. And with Spectrum One, you get even more. Spectrum internet, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and one Spectrum Mobile unlimited line, both free for 12 months. Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and mobile. Get it all together with Spectrum One, starting at just $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Patriot Electric is bringing power to the people this summer with their Generac generator giveaway. Go to KMED.com and enter to win a GP6500-watt Generac portable generator from Patriot Electric, your local Generac generator dealer that installs a full line of generators to keep your property powered up during outages. Visit KMED.com for details and enter to win now through July 23rd. Patriot Electric is your authorized Generac dealer for energy independence. Power to the people by Patriot.
Yep. 1063 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Just get on KMED.com. Would that not be too cool to win that Generac generator? Especially given, well, the tendency, especially if you're in the rural lands, for Pacific Power to sometimes just cut the juice if they think that there's too much of a risk of wildfire in your neighborhood. It has been happening, all right? 8:32, and Dr. Dennis Power is back with me. Hey, Doc, before we get into some of the news of the day, people coming in or chiming in on what we were talking about before. Steve, on how long it took to get to Portland and the Mercy Flights segment we were talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bill, my grandma had a stroke, and they flew her to Portland on Mercy Flights. Then she flew up in the old Cessna twin engine that she had, they load her in the airplane, and they had to wait a while to take off for weather or something. And she was in the airplane, and it was a tail dragger, and they had her loaded with her head backwards.
Yeah, and you said back then, though, it was a 13-hour trip, 13-hour round trip, right? Or more than that?
13-hour drive. Yeah, 13-hour drive. The Sextant road was just unbelievable. Plus, you had to go through all the little towns, and... You know, on to 99. It was actually quicker to go to 97.
Yeah, to go out the east. Yeah. Hey, thanks for letting us know about that. You know, Doc, it's going back on what a wonderful blessing that Mercy Flights was here in Southern Oregon back in the day and beyond.
Okay? Oh, it really was. And you see, they started so quickly. The community came behind them. You had Boy Scout troops and Red Cross and all these students and kids all coming together to put money together so they could go ahead and buy the first bamboo bomber. And then, as pointed out, the thing was is they just wanted to get it going, and then they needed to afterwards. A couple of years later, they were able to put the money together for another one that had more medical equipment in it. It really is. The story is really a very good story and a wonderful one.
Yeah, we'll have to reprofile it at some point. Hey, John, in Ashland's there. John, you wanted to talk about the fairground conversation we had, today's profile, history of the Jackson County Fair, and who another name that we should know connected with this? Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, it's called Compton Arena, and Harold Compton, who was the head of the school board in Phoenix, he had an underground company, and he spent 2 years out there himself on his tractor. He's the one that he generated everywhere where you can build out there. And he also helped put up all the buildings, and he did it all for free. He worked for 3 years, every spare minute he had. And he should be given credit. Harold Compton, he just without Harold, none of the things that are there would be there. He put in all the rock, he did all the underground work, and he did it all for free. And one more person, John Demick, who was the head of the board for 20 mm-hmm. years or more. You know, John, he was the FFA teacher at Phoenix and later at Eagle Point, and he's the one that kept the thing going when it was almost dead two or three times. So those two people, I think, need to have credit given to them.
John, thank you very much.
That's very true. And also, to give another example, in Mercy Flights, on the hangars, the whole people of Medford and those with it came out, same individuals, and they went ahead and built it for free. And what we have is the way these individuals, and every single story has them, and it really makes you proud to be here in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, but I'm glad that John brought up, Demick and Compton and their contributions even to the fair and things we wouldn't have otherwise, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, Doc, on that note, a couple more minutes, and we'll talk a little politics before you take off to your day job. I don't know what your day job is, but I'm glad you're here, okay? Hang on.
Never looking backwards because it might be gaining.
That's right. News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A fire that was first reported shortly after 4 p.m. Sunday has grown to over 1,500 acres and is burning northeast of Medford and near Lake Creek in Jackson County. The fire is burning on steep slopes and dry vegetation. Firefighters are using attacks from the air and heavy equipment on the ground to try and control the blaze, which is 0% contained. There have been some level one evacuation notices, and units are working on structure protection around Wade Reservoir. The Oregon Department of Forestry has declared all of its districts in fire season. That includes 16 million acres of private, county, state, and federal land. Campfires may be banned or restricted to only approved campgrounds. Remember when camping used to be affordable in Oregon? Well, rates at some Oregon state parks are likely going up next year, with tent site rates increasing to $29 a day. Full hookup sites would be 52. Oregon State Parks is taking comments on the proposal through August 30th. Bill London, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hey, it's Lars here with my trusted friend in the real estate market, Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. With the marketplace the way it is today, what are you doing differently?
Hey, Lars, great question. We offer our guaranteed sale program where we set a price and a deadline. And if your home doesn't sell during that time, we will buy it. And you combine that with the marketing that we do to get our clients top dollar for the sale of their home. And we sell properties like no one else in Southern Oregon.
What does that mean for someone who lists his home or her home today?
Lars, for someone that lists today, they can start packing. With our guaranteed sale program and the marketing that we do that is second to none in the market, they will be able to get top dollar for their home and know that they didn't leave any money on the table during this changing market.
Thanks, Jared. Call Jared Hokanson today at 541-772-SOLD, 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and start packing.
1954, 70 years ago, buy a home for about $10,000-$12,000. The number six song of the day, Tony Bennett, Stranger in Paradise. Meantime, store number six for Grover was next to open. Grover Electric and Plumbing in Boise, Idaho, welcoming do-it-yourselfers and contractors with a promise of superior service, quality products, and everyday low prices. Grover celebrates 70 years of do-it-yourself and save. For a location near you, visit groverelectric.com.
When was the last time you had your well water tested? The EPA recommends that all private wells be tested at least once a year. If you can't remember when you had your water quality tested, it's time. Water quality can change radically from year to year, and you don't want to mess around. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED.
It's 8:40, where past meets present, and it was an amazing performance by the president on Friday.
And if Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi come down and say, we're worried that if you stay in the race, we're going to lose the House and the Senate, how will you respond?
I go into detail with them. I've spoken to all of them in detail, including Jim Clyburn, every one of them. They all said I should stay in the race, stay in the race. No one said, none of the people said I should leave.
But if they do?
Well, it's like, they're not going to do that.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
What can I say? It was the goodest performance ever by a Biden presidency. What can I say here, Doc? I watched that whole thing over the weekend, and he actually didn't screw up, but it was just that breathy, just sort of, you know, old man yelling at you over the fence kind of take. And especially when he would say stuff like, that's not going to happen, you know, when he would do the whisper shout. I don't know. I'm sure that Chairman Xi at this point is saying, this is the time to screw with Taiwan. Just saying. You can't help but wonder if that's what's going on.
Absolutely. And they're doing it in the Philippines. Mm. They're gauging what they can do because the far left that is in power and propping up Biden, and that's what concerns me. Will the Republicans make the same mistake in 2020 that in 2024 by just sitting back and saying, oh, well, you know, this is doing our job for us? Well, actually, it's not, because you see the Fifth Estate, as seen in terms of the taking over of the media, is really going ahead, and see
they were all throwing him under the bus a couple of weeks ago, and now the bolster is up there, or there's a lot of people that are now circling the wagons, and I think it must be because there probably aren't any real options for them to just yank him out unless he's wanting to go. Isn't that fair?
You know, I think that's fair, but you see all of the smoke that's being thrown up, and I mean thrown out and up. CNN, NBC, Times, Chronicle, all the players, is one that, what about the open borders? What about all this free PR that's going in there, where underneath it is where Soros is working, where he caught the Republicans snoozing?
Yeah, well, also on the good side, though, apparently he is holding back some money, Soros, that is, from some of those prosecutors that he ended up helping getting elected, because even he's seeing the worm turning in that particular issue. You know what my concern is about the whole drama of the presidential nominating process and the election is that the cheat machine hasn't been fixed here, Doc. You know that, right? The cheat machines.
Exactly.
And the way I'm looking at it, if they're circling the wagons around Biden, it's because they're going to plan to cheat. And I'm looking at here Gateway Pundit talking about the state of Washington has effectively abolished its longstanding residency requirement for voter registration. It's going to be up to the moment of the election, essentially. And it was over a lawsuit saying that the pre-election durational residency requirement is longer than the registration deadline. And so all these issues. You also have Axios reporting that the House Democrat leadership is rallying its forces against a Republican bill due for a vote. And that's the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which would have to mandate proof of U.S. citizenship for voting in presidential elections. And they don't want, you know, the Democrats are going to throw everything they have at this. You also had in Wisconsin, I'm sure you read about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, ended up reversing course. And now they're going to bring back the unmonitored ballot boxes. What could go wrong on something like this, Doc?
And Bill, this is a very good, accurate, detailed description of the ground fighting that is going on now, where, Soros, his money is maybe not going into prosecutors because he caught the Republicans asleep on that.
Mm-hmm.
He is now coming in other places, and everyone is snoozing, saying, oh, well, with Biden having all these problems and such, we're going to win.
Trump's in.
You're not going to win.
Trump's in. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, how stupid can you be? How foolish can you be, or naive can you be, to think that that just Biden would be so weak as to – because, you know how the game is played, Doc. you end up having controlled people within the media. They're all controlled largely at the larger networks, right? And then you have the polling, and the polling will magically show the race getting tighter and tighter and tighter as it gets closer to the election, right? You know how this game is played. And then,
it always happens.
And then as long as the cheat in the swing in these battleground states is small enough to be to look reasonable, then the vast majority of people will say, see, nothing to see here, move along. Unmonitored ballot box stuffing, you know, going around from town to town to town. Nothing to see here. And, you know, move along. And that's why I'm not quite as relaxed or just kind of like, ah, it's going to be fine as as other people are. That's all.
I agree. And I think that's very misplaced by those that saying, oh, okay, we got it. I have a friend I've kept up with for years. He's in a wheelchair. And what he's going to do is in another state, he's going to be a poll watcher. People can do these things. This is where the fight is. You stand tall. And all the things that people do, they have got to get involved. It's easy for people to go ahead and to say, well, I think Biden is a fool, whether it's on the air or not. But on the other side...
Hey, we've reelected fools. We've reelected bad fools before. You know, come on. You know,
that's so true. As a matter of fact, in my independency, where I've gone ahead and voted both for Democrats and Republicans, I try to go for the best one, although I'm very socially liberal, but extraordinarily fiscally conservative, like I think many of the independents and many of your Republicans are. And the thing is the fact that when we see what has happened, you know, like Cook County with Nixon and threw it to Kennedy by 10,000 votes there. The Democrats have been doing this except for years. The problem, my friend, as you know better than most of us, is the fact that these dirty tricks are going to come out, and that's what they're planning to do, and they're sitting back there doing it now while the rest of us are being fooled by Biden saying, I will not give in.
Yeah. Well, and he may not. You know, he may not. Oh, and if he does, and if he doesn't give in, though, I was reading a report this morning that indicated that there has been talk about twisting his arm to step aside, and then they do hurry up Democrat, not campaigns, primaries. They redo primaries in various states in order to make that happen.
These are perfect arguments, but this is the reason why this is a great time for the far-left Democratic Party. Snooze the people on an issue while we're working underneath it. And doing the things that we're going to do, because we were rarely able to surprise the Republicans in independence in 2020. Watch now what's going to happen. The Alliance Defending Freedom, you can give there. You can go ahead and be a poll watcher. You can do a lot of these different things that many of us are doing. And this is a key thing. And this snooze fest is really perfect to center on away from Trump, away from the issues, and it's beautifully done by the Times and the Fifth Estate.
All right. Now, and when you talk about the cheat machine, I'm not even as much worried about it here in the state of Oregon, because I don't think they're going to bother doing the cheat machine to the same extent in a state that will largely go for the Democratic vote. I mean, that's just realistically. The reason you don't see Donald Trump coming to Oregon is that he realizes he's probably not in play. Would that be fair? Yeah, fair to say.
Totally agree. And my comments are based more for outside. As a matter of fact, I have friends here who are donating into House and Senate types of races outside of Oregon and putting their money in swing states. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not dealing with a lot of money, but it's the concept and the what people can do.
Before we take off here, Doc, I had first off, I wanted to ask you a quick question about the decision on Trump's immunity that came down for the Supreme Court. Did they use anything, or did they get rid of this? Because I would hear liberal pundits from the legal world saying that this whole idea that that constitutionally the president couldn't be punished except through impeachment, and then the part of the Constitution that says, you know, upon conviction, then essentially the president can be opened up for other prosecution. Did the Supreme Court even mention that at all, or did they not even look at the constitutional aspect of it? Do you know? Can you comment on that?
This is an excellent point, and there's two responses. One is the way the far-left media is spinning, like high court hands Trump victory.
A victory, yeah.
Sotomayor's warning where the Chief Justice said, quit the fear-mongering, talking about still underneath this decision, a president can order an assassination on someone else. No. That's where we get into the second thing. My blood boils when I listen to the BS that's coming out by quote-unquote far-left pundits on this decision on immunity. To answer the question, what's holding it, there's some dictum that goes into that. But the bottom line is the fact that this presidential immunity privilege has to do only with official acts, which is a factual determination. And that is what is writing. And by inference, that's going to take care of these other types of arguments that these far left are just running through. I mean, I love this thing. Bill, if I may, on the high court hands Trump victory, which is total BS. We're a nation of laws, not a nation underneath Clinton and Obama and Kerry and Soros. And this is a constitutional decision where every person who has any idea of the law could probably go ahead and say it would, and did some research, would say it'd have to come here. What the Dems want to do, the far left that is so close to a banana republic, and at the last moment with the decision and with Trump's total decision, haymaker over Biden, we're right at the cusp. And the Dems want to court pack. They want the total control that gets from the House and the Senate. And the more that they can throw up smoke where underneath they're doing this, this is a perfect PR thing that's going on. And I could be wrong, but I have to say that when I talk to Democrats about this decision, they have said it is the only decision that could be made constitutionally because it's one that preserves it from all the way from Andrew Jackson with its impeachment, all the way through to Nixon, and all the way through to Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't think that was a controversial decision at all because it protected the institution of the executive, of the presidency. And it wasn't as if it was, and they say, well, they've given the power of the king to the presidency. And, well, in a way, I know I talked with Dr. Stephen Greenleaf, you know, the constitutional guy that I have on every now and then, the scholar, who would talk about these things. And he says, well, you know, the presidency was kind of designed as a lower level king, you know, and that's maybe not comfortable, but that's kind of the fact of the matter, really, isn't it, when you look at
Well, you know, I remember that those type of arguments a long time ago. And you see, it was because of the King of England that when the forefathers came over here, they set up things that they did, having to do with impeachment, having to do with no retrospective laws.
But you see, that was how you punished the president. It wasn't that everything the president does, you could then grab and sue the president over and charge the president every time. You know, the punishment was through Congress. That was the check, right? That was the check. Through the
good point, Bill.
All right.
The problem very quickly is the fact that underneath Obama, we had lawfare.
Yeah.
He was the one that revolutionized the Justice Department, and with Clinton's email trashing of 33 emails with the police Department,
mm-hmm.
This is the things that we're having. It's a different world than when the king was there in 1800. I love those types of points. I love the type of research. But when I look at today, I say it's a different world.
Okay. Well, the one thing we can sure say, though, is that if I hear any Republicans that are going to be asleep at the switch and talk about, hey, we got this in, this is, look at the polling right now, and I just want to smack them upside the head. Stop it. You know, there's a lot of, let's be guardedly optimistic, but you better understand what you're up against. This is hardcore. This is hardball politics they're talking about.
It's hardball.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, next week I want to talk about the homelessness ruling from Grants Pass. Maybe do a little bit bigger dive on that if we could. And I know that Ashland, of course, is in the middle of dealing with it too. And you'll bring us up to speed on that. What I wanted to bring, though, is a little bit of good news before we take off here, Doc. Okay.
I love good news.
And that is. For the first time in this country, it was a three-year-long investigation. This was reported by Revolver News over the weekend. San Diego finally did what nobody else has been able to do. They broke up a violent Antifa cell and they put 12 Antifa rioters, some bloodthirsty Antifa rioters, behind bars. They actually broke them up. They charged them with riots. They got them in here. And this whole idea that Antifa was just an idea, they pretty much trounced that. The judge was even skeptical that the prosecutors were going to be able to connect all the dots, but they did. And 12 of them in prison right now. The type of people that had made life in Portland so miserable for so many.
I love that, and I'll even add this to you very quickly. What's also really, I got a really joke out of it, is that there's a social media entity that went ahead and for two of the squad members got them to bite and to get involved with setting up an Antifa fundraiser in their precinct.
Yikes. All right. Hey, Doc, be well. Have a great week. Take the rest of the week off. I'll talk to you next week, all right? You be well.
All the best, and all to your listeners. Take care.
It's 856 KMED and KBXG.
Hi, this is Glory from Eagle Point. My dad asked me to get a quote for my own auto insurance and suggested I call Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Steve said in my situation, it would be best to stay on my parents' policy due to my age. Steve did quote my parents, including me in my car, and saved us big time. Great advice, excellent savings. Thanks, Mr. Steve.
Hi, this is Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Every situation is unique. Feel free to call me for a quote or if you just need a little advice. Remember, at Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Well, you know it's Orlis Stovin' Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why. You ought to stop and see our friend.
Hey, Lamont here. It's time to spring into summer with a new splash-around pool from Orlis. Don't get caught high and dry this summer. Come into Orlis now and purchase your new pool before they are all gone. Splash-around pools are easy to assemble on most any level surface, and they can be assembled in about an hour with no tools required. Whether it's a spa, swim spa, or above-ground pool, Orlis Stoves and Spas has something for everyone. Come in to ask us about our Orlis easy financing programs. And for those of you considering a wood or pellet stove for next season, come in to ask us about our current 30% tax credit on qualifying wood stoves, pellet stoves, and installation. Orlis Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway. Or find us online at Orlis.com or at 541-779-5340.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED.
It's 8:58. Well, I would do the Diner 62 Real American Quiz right now, except I'm just out of time. Markley Van Camp and Robbins are coming up on KMED. Of course, the jukebox starts up on KBXG 99.3 FM. So we'll do the Diner 62 quiz tomorrow instead, okay? And people requesting that I bring Jason Shepherd back on. He's the founder of Wimkin Social Media. And we're going to talk tomorrow about the Supreme Court sending social media restriction cases back to the lower courts. He'll join me early on. Someone's been keeping an eye on that. We'll take care of that and so much more tomorrow morning.
1954, 70 years ago. Buy a home for about $10,000, $12,000. The number six song of the day, Tony Bennett, Stranger in Paradise. Meantime, store number six for Grover was next to open. Grover Electric and Plumbing in Boise, Idaho, welcoming do-it-yourselfers and contractors. With a promise of superior service, quality products, and everyday low